This is one of the best looking charts of any AI altcoin in crypto, and we just added a bag.
This project just rolled up all the best features from DeepSeek, OpenAI, and Elon Musk's Grok, and they're about to flip the switch.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
We've been looking at a ton of different altcoin charts lately, and this one just might be primed better than anyone. We're talking about one of the best looking AI altcoins, which is in a dip, and we just added a bag.
Okay, so if you're like us, or anybody on this planet for that matter, you've been using OpenAI and ChatGPT. If you are using X and Twitter, you're probably using Grok and Elon Musk AI. You're probably even tapping into DeepSeek. The problem is, though, is that you're paying for multiple subscriptions. You're paying $20 a month for OpenAI's ChatGPT. You're paying another $20 a month for Elon Musk. You're paying another $15 to $20 a month for DeepSeek. You have multiple tabs open, all these things. It's confusing, and some of them are better than others for different reasons. Maybe some of them produce images better. Maybe some of them produce text better. We found a project that it has actually been holding up extremely well. It's one of the better looking AI charts out there, but basically they've bundled up all the best features from these top AI models into one platform and have made it available for absolutely everybody to use, whether you have any coding knowledge at all or just a brand new beginner into the space of AI.
Yeah, the reason we like this project specifically now, not only because of the chart and how well it's been holding up and how it looks primed for upside, and you know, this is not financial advice, this is our personal opinion, but what the platform's actually doing. So they're well on their way to over 100,000 active users this year, and they haven't even flipped the switch on their revenue-generating monthly subscription yet. That's why I think the time is now, because you know on this show we're all about revenue-generating businesses. We like projects that have longevity because they actually earn money. It's not just vaporware. They have a real platform solving real problems that actual people in crypto, Web3 and Web2 are going to use. And that's exactly what this platform is doing. You could even call this something like the Shopify for AI. It's all about no code, launching your own AI tools with full customization, and you don't need to be a developer. And that is the way that the whole world, the internet, software, AI is moving. The developer skills are great, but if you want masses to be onboarded to AI, building your own ideas that you have, you need these no-code platforms. And then again, we're early to this project because they haven't even launched their actual subscription, which has rolled up all the best features from OpenAI, xAI, Grok, DeepSeek, everything. The time is now.
Before we reveal the name of this project, we need to highlight that this will be one of the only low to mid caps that will have a MiCA compliant project. And that means that they will be fully compliant with all the regulations in Europe. Can you imagine how much business that opens up to this project? So they're not just going after the US market. These guys are going to be going global. And there's a big reason why.
Yeah, that's a huge competitive advantage because most mid and low caps, actually almost none of them have this MiCA compliance in Europe. So this is a huge market that this project specifically can attack. So the name of the project we're talking about today is Vertical AI. The ticker is Vert AI. It's traded on Ethereum. And take a look at the chart, which we have up on the screen right now. That, in our opinion, again, not financial advice, you need to do your own research, but that is a good looking chart. This token was all the way up at $1 earlier this year or last year, and now it's sitting all the way down around 20, 25 cents. For us, personally, that's a buy zone. Again, you need to do your own research. We're not guaranteeing anything. But when we're looking at charts and technical analysis, this thing looks primed.
Yeah, I'll get into the token and the utility a little bit later on in the episode. But first, you guys need to understand this one thing. This is a no-code platform for AI model fine-tuning where you can train, deploy, and monetize AI models effortlessly. That means no coding experience, no technical know-how. Whatever you think, you can create it easily. Just fill in your prompts. And the beautiful thing about vertical AI is that your prompt will automatically select the correct AI models to use. So like I said earlier, you can tap into OpenAI and ChatGPT, type in what you want. But if you type in those same prompts into Grok and you know, maybe even DeepSeek, you're going to get different responses. So let's say you're trying to generate a character with illustration. Your prompt would be a lot different than one where I want to build a, let's say, a big viral social media post. So let's say you want to build one of these things. You just type it in. It'll automatically select what is the best model for you to use based off of what you are trying to create. It's simple, it's easy, and it's seamless.
Yeah, I think the roadmap for vertical AI to win here is very clear. People are already using OpenAI. They're already using Grok. They're already using DeepSeek. So it's not like a whole new platform people have to learn. Vertical AI is simply taking all these platforms, rolling them into one. They're adding crypto and blockchain into it, right? We've already seen what, in my opinion, product market fit. One, because people are already using these platforms. Two, because they already have tens of thousands of users using vertical AI. And at the start of the episode, I said the time was now, not only because I personally think the chart is primed, but because they are about to launch. Vertical AI is about to launch their actual paid premium subscription, which is going to take them from a project that is launching a free platform to a real revenue generating business. And this is something that less than 1% of crypto projects ever achieve. That's real revenue. And when you have vertical AI with a proven market, product market fit, tens of thousands of users, and about to turn on their premium subscription, this is why I think the time is now.
Okay, so there's over 30,000 users of this platform already. They have 450,000 prompts and 30 plus models to choose from. So what does that mean from a revenue perspective? So if they so let's say they manage to convert maybe 15% of their current users. So 30,000 people, maybe 4,500 of those people will start paying. They'll instantly hit $500,000 per year in revenue. But when they start ramping up marketing and they flip the switch, like we just mentioned, they can actually start seeing $2 to $3 million per year. And that is real revenue we're talking. Mm-hmm. And that is just baby numbers.
Yeah, the token utility, the Verde AI token, is built into the center of the ecosystem. If you buy the subscription, you get a discount when you're using Verde AI. This is driving organic demand for the token, and that is burned post-use. So it's creating a deflationary flywheel for the actual token. The discounts create immediate buy pressure. The burns lock in long-term value. We always like to talk about projects that have the token built into this flywheel for their ecosystem, whether it be through buybacks or revenue share or burns or subscription discounts with the token. We like to see these projects. We like revenue-generating projects, and Vert AI fits right into the projects that we like.
Everything is aligning for this project's token to do quite well, because as they flip the switch and actually start generating real revenue, they're going to be doing these quarterly burns of their net profits. So, you know, they're removing the token from circulation. That is very good. The other thing that they've done to enhance token utility is that you will receive a 15% discount when paying with the Vert AI token. So again, they're already cheaper because they're charging $9 a month versus the $20 a month that you're seeing with these other platforms. Here's the other thing. If you stake your Vert AI, and I find this really impressive, is you will receive platform credits. So you're not getting more Vert AI, you're getting credits to use on the platform. What does that mean? Well, there's less sell pressure, because typically a lot of projects, they'll, if you stake it, you're rewarded in their token. What do you end up doing? You end up selling that because it's free gains. But now you're just getting credits to utilize in the platform, and it's locking the Verde up, so less sell pressure. They also have referral commissions, so you can actually bring other people onto the platform. So they're incentivizing users to start bringing more users to the overall ecosystem. It's all good things for Vert AI.
Yeah, 100%. They've got a lot of things going for them. The time looks now based on the actual platform, the premium subscription coming out, the chart looking good. When we get to this point in the bull run where things start to get a little bit frothy, you're going to see a lot of vaporware, you know, non-doxed AI projects come up that are just straight up scams. But one of the things that really attracts us towards Verde AI here is one, they're a fully doxed team with a lot of experience, both in Web 2 and Web 3. And two, again, MiCA compliant. That means they've gone through a ton of rigorous testing from European regulators that have said, look, this project, which is about to get their MiCA compliance, stands out above the others. I think a lot of trust can be placed with them because of this. So for us, Vert AI is one of the best looking charts in all of AI, all of crypto, all altcoins right now. Again, this is not financial advice. You guys need to do your own research. But when you take everything into account, Vert AI is starting to look really good right here.
Okay, but let's say you're watching this episode, you're not interested in the token itself. That's fine. If you're like us and you want to find the best maybe AI platforms out there, they do have a little something available for everybody. So go onto the website. You can see that they have Vertical Studio. And that's for creators. It's a no-code AI customization. And that is great for accessing APIs, monetizing via the marketplace, etc. Then they have the Vertical Stream. That's the AI hub. That's for the everyday user. So this allows you to access top tier out of the box for custom vertical models. You can tap into that. It's instant access to all these different AI models in one account, and you only pay for what you use. Then they have Vertical Cloud, and this is a one-of-a-kind infrastructure for, I think, for tech companies. And what's really interesting about this is that it lowers cost by 45% when compared to other GPUs out there on the market. So because they're so much cheaper, I think that's really going to attract a lot of these bigger businesses that are looking to gain access to, you know, a whole integration of different AI models that are accessible.
Yeah, 100%. So whether you're in this for crypto, whether you're in this for altcoins, whether you're in this for AI, Vert AI is one of the top looking projects right now. And I think the setup is great. So this is one you need to keep your eye on.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.